Thank you, Chair, and good morning to everyone, and as well as the interpreters. Yeah, I'll try and break the silence and raise some points. I think thanks to Oik and Klepa for developing the proposal and also for hosting the workshops to lead the contracting parties through the development of the proposal and the basis for the text that's in there. There's a lot of changes coming in, and certainly even another revision at the last minute. So it's quite hard to give it a full consideration. And one aspect that I think still we have concerns with is actually text which isn't being changed or added, because it's about the premise for whether for failure in the energy supply or energy source between the braking systems and the steering systems. With the introduction of electric transmission braking systems, they're likely to be sharing similar energy sources. But then we have a problem with the terminology they use between the two regulations, that they slightly differ, and also so in terms of how that terminology is used and to the extent of the system it covers. One of the challenges is when we talk about energy supply, whilst there's a definition within Reg 79, there isn't a particular one in Reg 13 or 13H. So it's knowing what that then pertains to when there is a failure in the energy supply. What are we considering within that when we consider the electric transmission braking systems as well? So that's something I think we just want to take a bit more time in sort of considering, as well as some of the other aspects of the proposal. And again, also coming to on still in that sort of area around energy source, it's recognized that there might not be an energy source when we're talking about electric vehicles. And whilst that has been addressed in some ways about talking about electrical supply, it's just making sure that all those things tie up, particularly in this case where there is a failure in the when it talks about failures, and also what takes priority, whether around the braking systems and the performance on that. So that's a particular aspect around it. There was also around the warnings. I think we're talking about almost automated functions in terms of bringing the vehicle to a safe stop, and I think that is obviously the right course of action to do. I mean, we've done that with the again with the electric transmission braking systems, that the safe point of do is to when there is a failure or a low reserve of energy, that we the vehicle comes to a safe stop, and safe and controlled stop. And I think having those provisions in there does help. But I think in this case, when it comes to the warnings, that we need to be clear in terms of the time remaining. I think just giving the driver a alert or warning might not always reveal the extent of the circumstances. I appreciate that. Yeah, there was a request for us to help contribute on the term provisions around the warning. Unfortunately, we couldn't get round to it in time, but I think that's something we still need to address in terms of the timeliness of the warning and the timeliness of the action that the driver has to take. So the other aspect as well is potentially around we've never, whilst the energy reserve that's expected has been sort of turned into a more scenario-based one, which may be more relatable than the previous figures of eight, it's still trying to understand what that really extends to. I mean, we haven't had a chance to fully consider what that energy level actually relates to in reality, and need to probably consider that more, or if industry does have more information about what that level of energy actually pertains to, that would be helpful in us, because we, you know, although there's not clear history in terms of why the figures of 8 were set upon last time, it does sort of allude to a worst case if you're driving slowly and doing continuous figures of 8. So changing to sort of a replication of lane changes, you know, makes it more relatable, but I don't know if it actually covers us, kind of, you know, knowing what that actually then relates to in reality would be helpful. So with that, I think, you know, the proposal is developing in the right direction. I think it's good, and you know, we are happy that we can work with the industry on that and developing that. I think just for now that we need more time to consider this proposal, but I think it is going in the right direction. Thank you.